So we were talking lately about his bonus, the most important thing. The person wants to change, that's stage number one. Pay attention to what's going on. We start with paying attention to what's going on around us, the world we live in. And Baruch Hashem, Hashem created us. Amazing, amazing world. Whether it be our bodies, or the whole, everything we see around us. Plant life, animal life, bird life, celestial bodies, all the remarkable complexity of each of them and how they interact with one another. Chazdei Hashem, His bonus and the gift of spirituality that we have, the kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world always talks about quality of life. It's only telling that, that's just a very big kitzur today, but quality of life is about how you relate to life, not what happens in life. Because everything in life can be taken as a way that it uplifts the person, makes the person stronger, or it could be makes the person the way around, puts them down, makes them more frustrated. Basically, that's what the Mesilas Yesharim says in the first parak. He defines everything in life as a nisoyon, a test from Hashem. How you take it? It's not only a spiritual nisoyon. A person has wealth. Not everybody has wealth, or not even many people have wealth, are really living peaceful, tranquil, happy lives. Because they're very caught up with it. And whatever they have, if anybody else has more than them, then whatever they have is worthless. And there's always a concern that maybe they won't have, just because they have now. There's all kind of phobias that a person develops when he has something and he doesn't relate to it properly. Because if he thinks I have it because I made it and it's mine, the one who taught us that, by the way, is not Uncle Sam. It was Uncle Paro. In the Haftarah this week in Yecheskel, he said one of the most amazing lines, which when you read it, you think that he's crazy, but it's the way a large part of mankind looks at life. Li ya'oiri. I have my river. Vani asisini. I made myself. He coined the term self-made man. That was Paro's invention. Self-made man. Today people use it as, wow, I'm a self-made man. But a self-made man is very, very, fragile. Because there's so many forces outside of him. And he's never sure of himself. The person is pointing at the bigger picture that I'm not the self-made man. I'm the Kodesh Baruch Hu made man. That's what I am. I'm made by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sustained by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything in life is the Yad HaShemayim. Hashem's watching over me. Then it comes a different, everything in life becomes a completely different experience. The experience is, I know it's a gift from Hashem. So I don't have to be the one that is controlling it. I don't have to be the one that makes it stay and makes it happen, everything else. I have to do my shtadlus and chanami. But I have to be in good terms with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciate what I have, and rely on Hashem, He knows what's good for me. If it will remain, that's good for me. And I once told you that there was a big tzaddik in Russia about 100 years ago, more than, and he was very wealthy. He did everything right with his wealth. He used it to support Chachamim and Yeshivas and Aniyim. Himself was a learned person, pious Jew, and the Russians came one day and they took everything away from him and he remained in poverty. So people were a little bit shocked. How could it be? He did everything right. Why should Hashem give him this punishment of losing all his money? They went to Reb Chaim Brisker and said, how do you explain this? And he said, you don't understand. Wealth is a test from Hashem as a nisoyon. He passed the test. He doesn't need it anymore. He passed the test. Hashem will give a new test now. That's it. You tell the story always to a person who's a wealthy person. He says, I'm going to make sure I don't pass this test. But anyway, that's what he says. And the truth is, this Jew, he moved to Eretz Israel afterwards. He lived at the end of his life in poverty. I just recently heard another piece of, when he was in Eretz Israel, from Rashiva Brisk, he told me a story that he got a job as, since he was good in finances. So the only place that had finances was the yeshiva. So he was working for Eitz Chaim Yeshiva. That's he made his meager panosa from it. But it was known in Yerushalayim that he was extremely, extremely honest. Like if he'd come 5 minutes late or for whatever reason it is, he took off that percentage of everything. Had cheshbon that to the penny. Yeah. They say, this I heard from Rav Steinem about this Jew, that the Soif Yomav, they asked him, he went through both nisyonos, nisyon of wealth and poverty, which one was harder? And he said the first one. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we should all a real wealthy person, like the Pirkei Avos says, a Sameach B'Chelko. Appreciate what we have and realize that what we have is Hashem feels good for us. Make the best of it. That comes from his boldness, not just to do your thing and be involved in making things happen, keeping life going, but involved in the Kodesh Bo. So basically, his boldness is paying attention to life to the point that I'm not just like the average person that just I'm going through life. I'm also doing mitzvahs. It's my world, and I'm doing good things because I want to be in good terms with Hashem. The other way around, I come to the point of appreciation that I'm living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's with me constantly and is running the show. I'm in good hands. And maybe they take advantage of the things that are important and not get overly caught up with other things. I had a nice phone call tonight. That was a nice one. It's a sad one, maybe. A guy calls me up, some organization, and was talking to me the last few weeks about the organization that he said some people are trying to push him in, push him out. He said I wasn't. Said it had nothing to do with anything, but it seems that there were two competing groups or something. I know the problems are making a difference, but he just called me up to tell me that he went to the Rebbe, and he asked his Rebbe what to do. He sees there's starting to be friction within the organization. Other people want more power. But so his Rebbe told him, the second you feel that you're getting to a point of machlokes, it's time to leave. And that's what he decided to do. So he has a good Rebbe. Maybe find out who he is. I'm chassidim with the Rebbe. He's doing the Ratzon Hashem, so you don't have to make machlokes. But what you can do in life, find out other things to do. Because I heard that line also from Rabbi Steinem and Baron Leib Steinem earlier, 20 years ago, when I started being involved in the public arena. He said you have to always do your maximum, but when you hit machlokes, you keep on going, going past the maximum. Hashem's not looking for that. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what we're talking about. His point is pay more attention, and like we said, we're talking about quality of life. So we have two parts of quality of life. Quality of life we're talking about the last few minutes is that peace of mind. When you pay attention to this wonderful world that Hashem created for me and put me into, and all the good things that I do have in the physical and spiritual world, that itself gives me the feeling that I'm in good hands, and I could always be in good spirits because I know I'm in good hands and I could focus on the good things that I have. And those other things that also have a purpose. Even the hard things are not something I just have to run away from. And the second part of it is we have the peace of mind and the appreciation of all the good things. It just makes a person feel good. A person focusing on all the bad things feels terrible. Focusing on all the good things, number one, and then realizing all the challenging things are also there. From the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the pleasant things, is giving us the challenging things. They complement one another, not contradictory to one another. Like the study with Rav Chaim was saying. Okay, you got poverty. It's not a bad thing. It's a situation which you can handle. And you can have a pleasant life even like that. A lot of the things that you had in the wealthy life, you won't have. And a lot of the problems you had in the wealthy life, you also won't have. So, just, there's once a guy who was also upstanding. He was in business and he was extremely successful, and then for quite a few years, nothing was going. So he wanted to retire. So he went to Rav Steinem and also to ask him. So he said, why are you retiring? I said, I'll tell you the truth. The last 5 years of my life, every deal I tried doing didn't go through. And it caused me a lot of agmas nefesh. It caused me a bad feeling. So that's why I want to retire. So one of the things Rav Steinem told him is, agmas nefesh doesn't come from business. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to go through a certain period of his life with Agmas Nefesh. For every amount of time Hashem wants us to go through it, we go through it. When it's finished, it's up. And you're not going to change it. So, if the right thing to do now is stay in business, stay in business. And Hashem will decide when he's going to stop it. But you're not going to change Hashem's divine plan of, are you going through this type of design or another design just by changing things. Sometimes something is not for the person. But something that's, according to his talents and everything else, the right thing was to continue working. Just he wants to avoid Agmas Nefesh. That's not our business. Yeah. So this is boinus. So the last is boinus on page Reishayin Vov is batzmeinu. Person should pay attention to himself. Shikdamdo lislamed lisboinen batzulas. Equally in the place of batzmeinu. We're so spending time paying attention to others. It's time to pay attention to ourselves. Gamvazay leinu l'tzar v'sariyah v'sashmiyah. Pay attention to yourself. how we walk, how we sit. You'd be surprised if you pay attention to yourself what kind of interesting things are happening in the course of the day. The Rav has a whole piece in the first chelik of that, recognizing yourself, which basically is over a period of time, pay attention to things that cause strong emotions. Something gets you angry, something gets you upset, something gets you happy, something gets you nervous, something like this. And then write down those things and you'll start building a certain picture of what are the strong meters that are guiding your behavior. You may have a happy surprise, you may have a less happy surprise, but you get a better picture of what you really are. That's also tied to this bonus. Is it koiches, is it midas poilus, then pay attention to this, is your speech. What did you speak out after the course of the day? How you spoke? Who do you spoke with? What was the conversation piece? Good. I have a friend who, he's a well-known person, and that extremely sharp guy. He told me his parents, last room, he said he was once visiting his parents, having one of these dinner parties, a lot of good food, and music, all kind of light talk, joking, whatever. So, a lot of people asked him if he has a comment to say. So he said, tell the truth, the other day I was walking down the street, and I see this guy, with one of these music boxes, walking on the music boxes and chewing on the bubble gum. And I looked at him and I said, this is like subhumanity behavior. I said, a guy can't use his head just to think a little bit. Oh, he has to pump in the music every second. He can't keep his mouth for saying something. He has to constantly be chewing on something. So I spent like a half hour this evening and it's the exact same thing. It's just a little bit mortified. You're pumping in the music, you're filling your mouth with food, and you're not saying anything that has any value. Well, I think they regretted asking him to make a comment. But that's what it is. If the person pays attention to what he's doing, you'll see what he is. Are we living our lives just to... The goal of life is to run away from life, or are we living the life to focus on the essence of life? That's the difference between us. We get together, other animals. We do things like fight our Kodesh. Talk about things that have value, the retail, whatever it may be. That's what makes us special. So, Hashem, we have to pay more attention to ourselves, and come over and focus also on the good things of us. There's so many wonderful things that we have. And if there's things that need that we can make better, I don't know, make them better. But if we're not going to pay attention, it's impossible to change. That was another thing Paro taught us. If it keeps the person busy, he has no time to think. And that's the Yetzer of our generation. He outdid all the previous generations. And this little box that suggests keeping guys busy from the morning to the night if he doesn't watch over himself. Oh, it's an amazing thing. If we can make a takana about all the phones and computers, and there's an Yetzer to turn it on before you decide why you're turning it on. I think we'd solve all the problems. No issue to use it, just before you do it, decide why you're using it, and then it's also to use it more than we decide. That's what it is all about. You start with one thing, add with another thing, a third thing. Yeah, so that's what the brain is about. Pay attention, what am I doing here? What am I doing with my life? Both Hashem. Life goes quickly. We're all getting older. I have to feel young, but we are getting older. Take advantage of what we have. Yeah. So, share the Shua Tov. Yeah. Like we said, use a week. Pay more attention to all the chasodim around us. And maybe even a little time to pay attention to ourselves. How to take advantage of the chasodim more. Shua Tov.